This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections concluded today. Candidates can withdraw their nominations by Thursday. More than 2,600 nomination papers have been filed for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts. The polling for the second phase will be held on 11th of November, while polling for the first phase will be held on the 6th. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room setup at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi. During his visit, Mr. Vaishnaw reviewed the status of special trains being run during the ingoing festive season from the war room. He also issued instructions to the railway officials to ensure that passengers do not face inconvenience in reaching their respective destinations. To ensure smooth travel during Diwali and Chhath Puja, the railways is operating over 12,000 special trains. The second edition of Indian Navy's biannual Commanders Conference 2025 will begin from tomorrow in New Delhi. The three-day conference assumes greater significance in the backdrop of Operation Sindoor and the Navy's high tempo of operations and combat preparedness. During the conference, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the Cabinet Secretary will address the naval commanders and provide a perspective on broader national interests and the vision towards Viksit Bharat 2047. The Chief of Defence Staff and the Chief of Air Staff will also address the conference and have embedded discussions with senior naval leadership. Interactions would aim for harnessing synergy in joint planning and execution of operations and optimizing resources for capability enhancement. India's infrastructure output, as measured by the Combined Index of 8 Core Industries, ICI, has increased by 3% in September this year compared to the same period year ago. The final growth rate for August this year was revised upward at 6.5%. Four of India's core sectors, including of steel, cement, electricity and fertilizers, recorded positive growth during the last month, according to the provisional data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry today. Steel production witnessed a robust growth of 14.1%, cement production increased by 5.3%, electricity generation was up by 2.1% and fertilizer production gained 1.6%. European Union countries have agreed to ban all Russian energy imports from January 2028. During a meeting in Luxembourg yesterday, energy ministers for EU countries voted in favor of a draft regulation which applies to both pipeline oil and liquefied natural gas supplied by Russia to EU countries. According to European Council, the regulation constitutes a central element of the EU's Repower EU roadmap to end dependency on Russian energy following repeated disruptions of gas supplies to the EU. Sanae Takaichi has become Japan's first female prime minister. The upper house has elected Ms. Takaichi as the prime minister. She received 125 votes in the upper house, just one vote above the simple majority necessary for victory. She secured 237 votes in the lower house, exceeding the required majority of 233. A former television anchor, Takaichi entered Japanese politics in 1993, winning a seat in the lower house as an independent. Ms. Takaichi joined Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party in 1996 and entered the cabinet for the first time under former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Indian boys and girls kabaddi teams have registered an emphatic victories in the Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. Indian boys team crushed arch rivals Pakistan by 81-26 and the girls team overpowered Iran by 59-26. The Indian boys team produced a breathtaking performance to beat Pakistan, marking one of the largest ever margins of victory in the international kabaddi history, entering the match unbeaten after victories against Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. Earlier in the group stage, the team led by Captain Aditya Dahia delivered a flawless high-intensity performance against Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.